to all other board members. I'm just going to be going through the strategic plan. I didn't make copies of my presentation because that's basically what was forwarded from by the committee secretary to you a few weeks ago. So it's just the same information, but I just decided to put it on the slide. As a background, in 2010, the committee adopted a five-year strategic plan, and that plan is reviewed each year to incorporate the strategic objectives that are set by the State of the Nation Address, the Annual Performance Plan, and the Budget Vote of the Department of Social Development. And in April 2013, the committee held a review workshop of its five-year strategic plan when we went to Gordons Bay at Vila Vaya. During the workshop, the committee identified long-term or telescope and short-term or microscope strategic objectives. And the committee further took a decision to have the strategic plan cover 2 years, 2013 to 14 and 2014 to 15, to ensure continuity. However, this plan it can be amended depending on the policy shift that may or priorities that may be introduced in with the new administration after the elections next year. Okay, strategic objective one is that of policy and legislation. And the microscope or short-term strategic objective there is to monitor progress made and relationship between spheres of government. The National Department of Social Development makes policies and legislation, and it is the responsibility of provincial departments to implement them. So the oversight work of the committee will assess the extent to which the provincial department's priorities are in line with the priorities of the national department. And the most critical legislation and policies that the committee will conduct oversight over, their implementation are the Children's Act, the Older Persons Act, the Prevention of or Treatment of Substance Abuse Act, the National Policy on Financial Awards to Service Providers, and the Policy on Disability. Just to mention that this the committee has already started conducting oversight on most of this legislation. Also, it will consider the draft white paper on families, and it will receive a briefing and consider the white paper, which is yet to be submitted to Parliament. It will also consider policies listed in Section 5.5 over the two financial years. Section 5.5 is in the actual document that was circulated before. Okay, when you look at the long term, it will monitor the progress made in rolling out of older persons' help desk to the remaining 7 provinces. Thus far, the help desks were established in KwaZulu-Natal and in Limpopo. Also, it will monitor progress in the rolling out. Oh, that's a repetition there. It will also monitor and assess the impact of the policy intervention of graduating social assistance beneficiaries, that is child support grant, from the social assistance system to economic opportunities. It will conduct oversight over the impact of the school uniform project where social grant beneficiaries are employed. It will also monitor progress made in the recruitment of people with disabilities and unemployed social grant recipients with basic qualifications. SASSA had reported during its presentation of the strategic plan that it had not done significant progress in meeting the above mentioned targets. It will also get a briefing on the report of the 2 million children who were identified as missing from the social assistance program. A report that was published by UNICEF in collaboration with the Department of Social Development, it reported that there were 2 million children that were missing from the social assistance program. The department conducted a follow-up study to identify these children. So the committee plans to get a briefing on the findings of the study. It will also make a follow-up on the committee's previous oversight visits to include feedback from the House recommendations. The committee will make follow-ups on the progress made on the recommendations it made during its oversight visits. This will be done both by receiving department's feedback through the House and also at committee level, where it will be briefed by the department. It will also monitor improvements in NPO funding by monitoring the implementation of the national policy on financial awards. And the committee will focus on the following: the uniformity of funding models across provinces, and the relationships and partnerships between the provincial department and the NPO sector. The harmonization of the national department's central functions with other national and provincial departments and other role players. And the department's monitoring and evaluation over services rendered by the NPOs. Compliance to policy, guidelines, and legislative framework. And support to the NGOs, capacity and institution building, strategic direction for social services delivery, financial management, and administrative support. And when it comes to strategic objective 2, that is oversight, the committee would monitor the attainment of Millennium Development Goal 1, which is eradication of poverty, by receiving a briefing on the impact of the study of the social assistance program. This was commissioned by the Department of Social Development. And the impact of the Zero Hunger program, the social relief of distress, the food bank, nutritional meals provided to children through the ECD program. And it would integrate reports received from the department and its entities, that is the annual performance reports, the financial reports, and any other reports requested by the committee. And when it comes to the telescope, the committee will develop a comprehensive provincial oversight plan. The plan will identify policy focus areas for oversight, such as the ECD centers, old age homes, child and youth care centers, substance abuse rehabilitation centers, the victim empowerment program, the DSD service areas, that is the upgrade and renovations of the local offices, the youth employment and skills development programs, food security programs. It will also conduct service delivery oversight over the national development, it should be NDA, agency, not plan. It will visit projects funded by the NDA, such as the food intervention at ECD sites, food security projects, and income generation projects and programs. It will also conduct service delivery over the South African Social Security Agency and on the NDA, as I mentioned earlier, and conduct the impact of the assessment of the of linking of grant beneficiaries to economic opportunities that I alluded to earlier, and the recruitment of people with disabilities and those who receive the child support grants. And basically, this is to assess the impact these policy initiatives are making in the lives of the people. And also to monitor the rollout of the biometric system to SASSA employees. This is one area that the committee highlighted as an area of focus to look at that. And it will also conduct impact assessment of the implementation of programs and services of the department. That it will do that in consultation with the Department of Monitoring, Performance, and Evaluation. And also during the state plan, the committee agreed that the residing members of the committee should formulate a detailed follow-up on sites visited by the committee during the oversight visits. That already was initiated when we went to KZN, where Honorable Bola did the follow-up visit. So the committee would develop a tracking mechanism of committee recommendations and follow-up on issues raised by the committee. It will also engage relevant stakeholders on the draft white paper on families by conducting public hearings and process submissions. It also conduct oversight visits to link them with the public participation, because that was felt that the committee didn't focus, give a lot of focus in terms of public participation. So when it goes on oversight visit, it will engage with members of the public of the public during its oversight visit. And also, strategic number four, cooperative governance. There it will organize briefing sessions on intersectoral relations on the following policy issues. It was thought that because the work of social development, it overlaps with the other departments, so it is important to for the committee to have engagements with other sectors that are relevant. The issue that came out very strongly was the issue on fight against substance abuse, and to look at the implementation of the new drug master plan, and also the liquor laws that are developed by the Department of Trade and Industry. And also another area of concern was the violence against women and children, the youth development, child protection, family policy, which the white paper on families that is upcoming. Still on cooperative governance, it will conduct oversight on progress made on social infrastructure policy, that is the DSC offices and SASA papers and service areas. It will also monitor integration between different spheres of government to monitor service delivery, as well as collaboration and programs that cut across different government and spheres of government that I just mentioned before. And then strategic objective number five, that is capacity development. It will continue to capacitate the members of the committee, members to attend training sessions, seminars, and conferences. And also it will obtain up-to-date research on substance abuse trends, new drugs on the market. And it will engage also with research institutes and Chapter 9 institutes on research studies findings, for example, the Human Science Research Council, the Medical Research Council, the Financial and Fiscal Commission, the South African Human Rights Commission. This is just one of the few that were mentioned. And the other one, this is a generic one that has always been on our strategic plan, strategic number six, funding and budgeting and funding. Here the committee will monitor the value for money and delivery of services with regard to better funding of social sector. And also to look at the department and entities meet the goal of government to create job opportunities by filling vacant posts. Okay, that's all that was drafted on the strategic planning workshop, Chair. Sorry, Chair, can I just mention, this is just a straight plan, there's also the operational plan. I don't know if you want me to go through it as well.
Okay. Did you want to hear the detail of operational plan? Because it's based on the straight plan. Other board members? Silence means you don't want to hear the operational plan. Okay, fine. there you have it. The strategic plan of the committee. Is there anything that you don't agree with, that you felt we left out in our discussion that we had before today? Correction was the issue of the National Development Agency instead of the National Development Plan. So that we're going to correct. Honourable Moore.
Okay, I think on page 2, where we talk to issues of service delivery, I think we need to also include the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development. Just check that where you talk about other departments that we work with, because when you talk to victim empowerment programs, when you talk to they are very, very key to making sure that women, children, are fairly treated. Thank you.
Any other additions? Another one? silence means consent, which means we're all happy with the strategic plan. Thank you very much. You don't need a second then, because it's unanimous. Can we go over to the adoption of the third term draft committee program? So today we have the adoption of the committee, strategic plan, and there you have it, as it's reflected as today's agenda. And then next week we have the oversight visit to Gauteng, as we agreed on. And then on 7th of Wednesday, we have a briefing by the Department on Social Development. Isn't it on the amendment? The Honourable Waters of the firm? Yes, oh, okay. Oh, now I see, okay. Then we have Tuesday the 13th, briefing by the department on the draft white paper on family, and then the CDA report. And so on. I think what we just make have to make sure is that because this is up to September, we're rising in September, that the CDA annual report is tabled on time. So that the next parliament doesn't sit for the annual report of the CDA. So, yeah. But they are notorious for tabling the annual report like that. Then we have the briefing by the Medical Research Council in September. Intimate femicide in South Africa 10 years later. We see the issue, it's also based on the issues of gender violence in our society. Femicide is when women are murdered and assaulted by their partner. Yes. Presentation by the department on its quarterly financial performance report in September. So our last meeting will be on the 17th. And then
for the year?
Yeah, then you're finished. What? Are we rising in October? Is there gonna be is there gonna be special meetings?
After me.
are we going to be in Tarasaba or in my
basement? In the parliamentary framework, mm-hmm. The meetings is until the end of October. Because there's that, I don't know the sittings. I believe because of the BRRR process, you know, which needs to be, you know, incorporated during the MTDPS. So there should be that process. I don't know. That's up until the end of October.
Okay.
So,
draft program of the portfolio committee for July to September 2013. Is there any additions that you would like to make? Any changes? Everyone's fine? So, we all adopt the program. Thank you very much. Can we go on to the next item on the agenda? Which is the adoption of our standing minutes. I don't think she's going to change it. We'll start with the first set of minutes, that's the 11th of June 2013, which was held in the Marx building. And it was a briefing by the Department of Basic Education on the comprehensive strategy to train ECT practitioners, and also by the Department of Social Development on the implementation of the ECT National Action Plan. If you look at those present, is anyone or any of the honourable members who don't see their names reflected? Or page 2. At point 4, the committee wanted to know whether the Department of Social Development put in place monitoring and evaluation mechanisms to ensure that service providers implement ECD programs as stipulated in the action plan. So it should be programs, not ECD programs. We also emphasize the importance of ensuring that ECD centers in rural areas are adequately resourced to accommodate the needs of children with disabilities. The department responded that ECD facilities in rural areas did not always have the funding or the capacity. We go to point 5 on the resolution. The committee emphasized that the two departments need to strengthen their monitoring and evaluation systems. Also, is to add to ensure compliance of ECD centers to norms and standards. It recommended that the departments should put more focus to ensure that ECD centers in rural areas are adequately resourced, and priority should be given to children with disabilities. It urged the Department of Social Development to strengthen the registration of ECD centres. It was particularly concerned about the mushrooming of fly-by-night ECD centres. The committee welcomed the ITC strategy by the Department of Communication to roll out computers in ECD centres. It recommended that this project should be expanded to other provinces. The Department of Social Development should provide the committee with a rollout plan of the integrated ECD program. There we have it. Is there I think, can we say in terms of the rollout of ITC to ECD centers, that we just get an update report from GCIS, from the Department of Communication. Yeah, a rollout plan. I'm sure they have a rollout plan. So we can just track it when we go to our oversight visits in our different provinces. Is there anything else, honourable members, in terms of the resolution that you can, we can reflect on?
No.
Thank you. Can we then adopt this, read this, the minutes? Thank you, Honourable.
We shall then move to adopt Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable. Thank you. Can we get a second? Thank you, Honourable. Can we go to the minutes of the 18th of June? Agenda was the briefing by Mr. Waters on the proposed amendments to the Children's Act. It was deliberations and adoption of the committee report on the oversight visit to KwaZulu-Natal. And we also adopted outstanding minutes. We had everyone was there and everyone was present and they were apologies. We had the presentation by Honourable Waters on the amendment to the Children's Act, 58 of 2005. We had the adoption of the minutes on the 26th of February 2013. And then the oversight report, the resolution. The committee resolved to invite the Department of Social Development and the Department of Justice and Constitutional Development to make inputs on the proposed insertion to the Children's Act. The meeting will be prioritized in the third term. It will be scheduled for the first week after the constituency period. So it's obviously, in terms of our report, it is after the oversight. The committee secretary to make follow-up with the office of the secretary to parliament to ascertain if the office has received any public comments, and there has been no comments received. Yes. The committee also adopted minutes of the 26th of February, and the committee adopts the committee report on an oversight visit to KwaZulu-Natal with amendments. Can we get a proposal and a second for the minutes?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, man. I'm not sure whether a committee secretary has commented on the point 2 out of the resolution where she was supposed to make the follow up. We were just talking to one another. I'm not sure. I didn't hear her saying anything about it.
There was no response from the public through the office of the secretary, which did the follow up. Honourable
Waters? No,
same.
Okay.
I
thought
the
Honourable Member was
cutting
the answer
in the second. Can you make it? Yeah. Let me propose that for the afternoon. Okay. Honourable Members, that we spent for the minutes of our meetings of the 11th and the 18th. Turning to the program for Gauteng. Can I ask the committee secretary just to take us through? And if there's other issues, can we not discuss flight arrangements and stuff like that, that we can take up with the committee secretary? Okay?
Thank you very much. This is a program we've developed, and after I've consulted the members from Gauteng, as per your instruction. So I managed to come up with this program, and if there are any other activities that the committee deemed they need to include, I think the department is favorable to do so. On day one, the third, we will depart here on Monday from our various destinations and check in at the Gold Reef in Southern Sun, which is central to all the areas that we'll be visiting. On Tuesday, we will be welcomed by the MEC and our Honourable Chairperson, Honourable YR Botha, will make opening remarks, and there will also be remarks made by the Chairperson of the Provincial Legislature on Social Development. Thereafter, we invited the Department of Gauteng to make a presentation on the service delivery in the province. And then we'll break at 11:30 to 12, and then I will have discussion thereafter. From 1 to 2, there will be lunch, and then we'll travel to NDA projects. which has not been identified, but they just emailed me the various projects they do have. And then on day two, which is Wednesday, we will go to one of our entity, SASSA, regional offices that is based in the Johannesburg CBD, and then we'll be welcomed by the SASSA regional manager, and the chairperson will be having some kind of opening remarks to say the purpose of this visit. The presentation by SASSA will look at, it is different from the last time, because last time we also look at the issue of registration and other pressing matter, but it's different now. We also need to look at the issues that has been discussed with the SASSA, roll out of biometric system to the retail sector and staff progress, and staff progress on up to an upgrade of local offices, the linking grant beneficiaries to economic benefits, and capacity building of staff and filling of posts. I think that will be a presentation that will be contained by SASSA official. We'll have discussion after that presentation. And then thereafter, we'll depart to site visits where we exercise our oversight. We'll travel to old age home. I think most of the members, they like to take care of our old citizens. And Honorable Makuba indicated that there is a particular aid old home in White City that that she would want the community to visit. Half 1 o'clock to 1:30, we'll have lunch. And then another area that the committee will be interested is to visit the child and youth care centers. And then we will also visit the Otandweni Children's Home in Soweto, that was also by Ms. Honorable Makuba. On Thursday, one of the programs we'll be visiting is the VEP program. The department will identify as to which one. And then I think the issue of the family preservation program, if they do have the committee, I think it was the first time to have an oversight over such program in Eastern Cape, if you remember, honorable members. I think just we'll see the other side in another province. We'll have lunch thereafter. We thought it's important to also have a site on the ECT centers that they receive the computers from the Department of Communication. So the department we would like to take us to such a center, and then also look at traveling, visiting the substance abuse rehabilitation center, at least two centers, Chair. And then on Friday, because it's a short day, and members will be more than willing to come back to do their constituency work, we'll only visit two projects, and then NDA looking at the young empowerment programs and one of our the food security, because I think we are striving to adopt some zero hunger programs, so we'd want to visit such projects. And then 12:30 to 1:15 lunch, and then we depart back to our destination. So that's the draft program, Chair. Thank you very much.
In terms of rehabilitation centers, we don't have the names as yet. We will be getting that detail, because I think before we depart for oversight, we need to have names, you know. And we also need to have some background summaries of that, of those centers. I think that's going to help members a lot. I see some hands on the
No, I was just saying we have one.
You see, that's why I wanted her to have the names. So I think the department was just holding us back with the names. So that is, we said, because it was yourself, Honorable Maureen Waters, yourself, and Honorable Makuba. Those were the members that had to be has been consulted in terms of where to go to. Yeah. So it will be that one in Ivory Park. Yeah. So we just need to get the names in the contact details. I mean, obviously, they have to be enforced.
Yeah, because we
Yeah. Can you use your...
Okay.
I was having a meeting with the social worker of Eisenberg, and I tell them that when I come back on Friday, I need another meeting with them, because I want to know where they are, because something happened in Eisenberg, people getting abused, but no cases, no whatever. It means that I'm playing a role of being social worker in the community. And I said to them, I want a report. They must bring to me the report. I'll bring it here. We must know what they're doing in the community of Eisenberg, because too much abuse in Eisenberg, and especially this in Nyaupe is higher. In Gauteng as a whole, in Eisenberg, the highest in Nyaupe. Thank you, ma'am.
Yeah. I'm sorry, ma'am. Maybe I will need some more time with Comrade Uprit next to me regarding the issue of Ivory Park. My understanding is that Comrade President was there in relation to the substance abuse.
That is Eldorado.
Oh, it was Eldorado, not Ivory Park. Okay.
No problem. That's fine. So, I mean, rehab center number 2, they also tell us. Yeah, I mean, if you have Ivory Park, you will have one rehab center, so we need it. Yeah, maybe Eldorado Park, we can go to a rehab, if they have a rehab center there. Or even a community outreach program, because maybe we can, in terms of fighting the scourge of substance abuse, we can look at a rehabilitation center. And where they do detox and everything, and then a program where they have community outreach, you know. So we come from rehab, and then you go home, but then there is a support program, you know, to make sure that you don't go back to your old ways. So that kind of community-based program, I think it's very important. Like you call it, like almost like an aftercare program. Yeah. So that would make the oversight a bit more interesting.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Chair. Now, I'm just wondering, maybe Sistine will advise, maybe to compare one that is in maybe Soweto and one that is in Eldorado Park. I don't know. No, I'm just saying, one of the rehab center can maybe Ivory Park. Is it in Soweto?
No,
it's not.
It's in Tembisa.
Tembisa.
We'll go to Eldorado Park for the aftercare outreach program.
Yeah.
And the rehab center, we go to Ivory Park. Okay. So, and then we have a nice flow of exposure in terms of our. And, yes, so also in terms of the visits to the victim empowerment program, we can go, but I would like to see us, just when we go and visit these victim empowerment programs, we look at different aspects of victim empowerment. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, when we come to the second one, I see victim empowerment, family preservation, some out of order. So we're also going to need a bit more of a background when you bring us our final files at the airport on the projects that we're visiting. Yeah. Okay. Yes. Honourable Walter?
So just on the rehab centres, if we are going to go to Ivory Park and to Eldo's, the fact is, if we're going to leave at 4:30, it's peak hour traffic.
Yeah.
And in Gauteng, it's going to take about an hour to get to Eldorado Park from Ivory Park.
And also, in terms of the town, 16:30, which means it's basically projects are closing.
Yeah. Just look at the town.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Why is it a
vote? Yeah, even if maybe we have to squeeze Eldorado Park in for Friday.
Yeah,
Friday morning. We leave a bit earlier.
You know, Chairperson, I think the names are very important, like you said, because then the names will determine the route for the day. Because I don't see us, let's say, on Thursday, between 2:15 and 3:00, visiting an ECD center. We're not sure where this is. Then from there, traveling to a rep center, we don't, you know, I think you're right, we need names so that we know so where to, Eguduleni, Tembisa, and then we rearrange almost the whole program, you know, for the days, because we cannot move from east to north and then back to north to east, you know, something like that. So I think if the secretary can maybe fast track that, whoever must give names must do that, and you know, give you indication where in Johannesburg is it north, south, so that the south we do the south, we move to the east, we move whatever thing.
In a day.
Otherwise,
I think you're right. But also ECD centers, I mean, kids leave at 12. So you don't want to come to an ECD center that's
empty.
Yeah. Just make sure.
To help on that, I for a bank is next to Eguru Lane. So if there is some ECDs in Eguru Lane, we can start from Ivory Park and move to Eguru Lane, because they are next to each other. Eguru Lane is with Ivory Park.
Yeah, we didn't do that kind of mapping. We just agreed on that. So that we finish one area, we don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
So even if we mix it up, to say we have an East NDA project, we have a SASA service point, we have this, we have that, we finish it, you know, the spot of how things covered. Then we move to the north after the south and south. So, yeah, can you do that? But on, all in all, members are happy with the program? No, thank you very much. Then we will follow the same format of as we did in KZN and Eastern Cape. So we all take part in the program in terms of participation. Okay. So thank you very much, honourable members, for coming out today to this meeting. There's no other business. We finished. Thank you very much, honourable members, for meeting adjourned.